Sacrifice versus substitution, a crucial distinction. For centuries, mainstream Christian theology has taught that Christ's death on the cross was a substitutionary sacrifice, that he took our place, suffered the punishment meant for us, and appeased an angry God. But what if that's not the full story? What if the cross wasn't about substitution at all, but about union? God entering into our experience so that we could enter into his. To grasp the depth of Christ's work, we must first differentiate between sacrifice and substitution. These terms are often used interchangeably, but they carry vastly different meanings. Substitution implies a transactional replacement. The idea is that Christ was punished in our place so that we wouldn't have to be. This perspective suggests that God required satisfaction for sin, payment in blood, and Jesus stepped in as our substitute to endure divine wrath. Sacrifice, on the other hand, is something entirely different. Sacrifice is not about punishment, but about giving, offering something of great value for something even greater. Parents sacrifice for their children, spouses for each other, soldiers for their countries. In each case, it is not about taking someone's place in suffering, but about willingly giving of oneself out of love. This distinction is vital because the idea of substitution distorts the character of God. It portrays him as a wrathful judge needing appeasement rather than as a loving father who gives of himself for the sake of his children. By Steve Martin and Clyde Pilkington.